Harley Davidson gets an unlikely rider. The motorcycle icon tapped a German environmentalist to stem its U.S. slide. Mention the name Harley Davidson and visions of high-handled bike growling down endless Sun Street highways instantly come to mind, whether it was the 1951 to 1952 Panhead Chopper that Peter Fonda rode across the country in Easy Rider, or the 1991 Fat Boy in Arnold Schwarzenegger's nail-biting chase scene in Terminator 2, Judgment Day. The bikes have always been able to evoke a powerful feeling of American nostalgia and freedom. So what is Joshen Zietz, a European environmental activist and celebrated African art collector, doing behind the handlebars of the U.S.'s most iconic motorcycle manufacturer? He's trying to save it from becoming an anarchism. Zietz, who took over as chief executive of Harley Davidson Incorporated in February, is under pressure to turn around the storied company whose heavyweight $22,000 bikes are prized by aging boomers, but not so much by millennials. He's an unlikely savior, unlike the Midwestern accountants and engineers who've led Harley over its 117-year history from its Milwaukee headquarters. 57-year-old Zietz grew up in Germany and graduated with a degree in international marketing. He authored two books on how-to on sustainable capitalism and a spiritual tome of management values he co-wrote with a Benedictine monk. In 2017, he turned his vast collection of African art into a nine-story museum on the waterfront in Cape Town. Zietz speaks seven languages, plays classic guitar, and sets up a foundation to support ethical eco-tourism like that practiced by his luxury resort in Kenya.